GreatSuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because your word is true. Thank you for how you've revealed your truth to us ever since this episode started. Be magnified, be praised, O Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask you tonight that no one should return back the same way. Let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains maximizing the law of perception for good success. Praise God. Let's read the following scriptures. Numbers 13:27-31. It says, "Then they told him and said, 'We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites by the sea and along the banks of Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the man who had gone up with them said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" Praise the Lord. That has just shown us the different perception of people. You know, two sets of people went to the same place and they brought different results, different news to the people. Praise God. Let's also read Mark 4:24. And for everyone just joining us, let's understand that we all have the access to make our contributions later on. Praise God. So Mark 4:24 says, "Then he said to them, 'Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given.'" Praise God. God himself said we should take heed how we hear. That means there's a way to hear in the right way, and there's a way to hear in the wrong way. Praise God. So we'll be looking at different things about perception today. What does perception mean? Number one, the dictionary defines perception in the following ways: the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. So it could be talking about how we see or how we hear. Praise the Lord. The way in which something is regarded, understood, or interpreted. So it's also talking about how we understand something, how we regard it, the value we give to it, and how we interpret different situations that come our way. Praise the Lord. Mike Murdock says, "Nothing is actually exactly the way it first appears. You can see people on your way, you know, you can see different things on the way to work. Two of you sitting in the same place, but you actually see different things. You are seeing the same thing, but you interpret it in different ways. That is what perception is all about. And just from what Mike Murdock says, that nothing is actually the way it first appears. For example, something may appear white to you and someone else says it's green. Maybe depending on where you are seeing the actual object from. There's this analogy that somebody has given before. Somebody walked past two people. There is somebody at the other side of the road and somebody standing at the side of the road. Somebody said, "The man that just passed now was wearing a red hat." And another person said, "The person that passed was wearing a white hat." And they were almost fighting. But to cut the long story short, they eventually found out that the man was wearing a hat that has two patterns, red and white. But because somebody was standing on this side, it was seen red. The other person was standing at the other side, it was seen white. So that is how life is. Instead of fighting people, instead of trying to argue, you may just want to find out where they're actually looking from, where their perspective. You want to find out exactly where they are seeing those things from. You want to see the position where they are standing. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the hidden things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children forever. Meaning that you could actually be seeing the same thing, but if it has not been revealed to you, if you have not found it, you may be seeing something else while someone else is also seeing another thing. That is why you can see a pastor who faced a witch and say, stand up, sit down, and molest the witch. Why someone else is afraid of the same witch? Why? Because they can see from different perspectives. Praise the Lord. Not everyone who smiles is happy, and not everyone who is crying is sad. For example, somebody who is crying may be crying because he's happy. Some people cry when they are happy, and some people cry because they have just finished cutting onions in the kitchen. So you could just see somebody crying and think they are all sad, and that may just be far from the truth. So how do we maximize this thing called perception? Before we do that, let's see the example of Jesus Christ. The Jews mistook Jesus for a carpenter. Somebody said, "It's just my brother. Isn't not the son of a carpenter?" The same Jesus we are worshiping today, the same Jesus we are honoring today, somebody said he's just a carpenter. Some assumed him to be some kind of prophet, and they just said, "Oh, he's just a prophet." Even till now, some religions still see Jesus as just one of the great prophets. And others thought he was just demon possessed, that he was just highly demon possessed. That's why he's doing the things he did. In fact, in the Bible, they said that he was filled with Beelzebub, that's the chief demon. Some thought he was just a fraud who was worse than a robber, and they preferred a known and convicted robber to him. There was a robber, Barabbas, in the Bible. He was known to be a robber. He was known to perhaps have killed people, have done several terrible things. But they preferred that man to Jesus. Why? Because they saw Jesus from another perspective. Praise the Lord. They were so convinced they were right. They ensured he went to the cross and they killed him. Why? Because they were so sure that they were right. So the question for you and I today is, what you think is right, is it really right? And what you think is wrong, is it really wrong? Because for you to have good success in life, you must be able to call right, right, and call wrong, wrong. If you don't know the difference between the two, you may just be making great mistakes. Praise the Lord. May God deliver us from mistakes in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just what I described above is what life is all about. We do not know what goes on behind the real scenes of politics, career, business, pastoring, or parenting. So you are not qualified to analyze someone else's life, not to talk of judging them. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people's eyes have seen in time past. Somebody walked past the road and is scared. You are wondering, why is he scared? But you don't know what he has gone through before, so you can't actually judge him. That's why God wanted to save us from that stress in Matthew 7:7. That's why he said, judge not, so you will not be judged. God does not want us to judge people because we are not created to be judges. We are created to just follow God what tells us for time in life. On the other hand, problems could just be opportunities in disguise if you look at them with a different lens. The banner for this program, you can see somebody with glasses. The part of the glasses were just seeing a city with color, while the other parts are just cities without color. And that's how life is. The story was told of a man that went to a city, maybe India, from a very great country, and he saw everybody not wearing shoes. Two of them went there. Somebody said, "Oh, these people are so poor, they don't have shoes." Somebody said, "Wow, this is an opportunity to sell shoes." And he went back home, went to make shoes that are very, very affordable to the people, because they felt, because they don't have shoes, they're going to appreciate shoes. And somebody said, "Oh, they are so poor, they can't afford shoes, so there's no point selling shoes here." Perspective. They all saw from different perspectives in life. So problems could be opportunities if you decide to see it from the other way around. For example, if problems or challenges come your way, you can decide to give in the towel, be crying, and get frustrated. While you can look at the problem and say, there is a way out of this. And the funny thing in life is, most times, we often face the problems we are created to solve. I don't know of any person who is rich, who is really, really rich, who didn't, at one time or the other, go through the poverty lane. Most rich people that became extremely rich went through the poverty lane. They tasted poverty and hated it. While somebody tasted poverty and thought of suicide, they said, "No, there is a way out. I must not let my generations continue this poverty," and they found a way out. Praise the Lord. Those who thought are crazy could just be lacking access to the right platforms to bring out the best in them. So instead of judging people, When people don't see the way you see, just try to understand them. That could just be the only solution between when you're fighting people. Instead of fighting them, just try to see from their own position. Where are they seeing from? Where do they understand things from? So you want to know the difference. What are the key ways for maximizing the law of perception for good success? Number one, check your perspective. We are talking about perception, so we have to talk about perspective too. Which perspective are you looking from? The Bible says in Mark 4:24, it says, take heed. That means be careful how you understand, how you hear things. If you go to church, be careful how you hear what is being said. If you go to work, be careful how you hear what your boss is saying, because you can end up misinterpreting what someone else has said. We have seen it several times on social media, how they just take part of someone's message. Maybe a pastor, they will take part of his message and manipulate it and say, oh, this is what he said. When in actual sense, in context, he actually didn't say that. So you want to check how you hear. You want to check your perspective in life. Did you know you could be genuinely wrong? You could see 6 and call it 9. Do we know that if you write 6 and you look at it from the right, you could be seeing 9. If you look at it from the left, you could be seeing 6. It all depends on where you are checking life from. So you want to be sure you are really seeing the right way. If somebody says write 6 on the floor, you want to ask him, okay, do you want me to come to your side to check it, or you want me to see it from your side? That's how life is. It's in two faces. You want to understand what someone else is saying. Something funny happened in my office one day. Somebody gave me a picture to see, and I said, this is definitely green. And somebody said, no, this is black. And I was wondering, wait, I know you are not blind and you are not colorblind. How come you are calling red black? And it became a major argument until I found out that there is a particular color that people do not see the same way. I think a particular shade of green that when you look at it, you will see red. I mean, you see black, while somebody looks at it and will see green. And it became a very popular thing on the internet that people were just seeing differently. Somebody posted online that, oh, maybe my daughter wore this lovely green dress to school. And people were like, oh, you can't even see. Is this green or red or black? It became a major argument. So this is just telling us that you may not just be seeing what you think you're seeing. So you want to make sure you are seeing the right way in life. So before you judge somebody the next time, be sure you are seeing from their own perspective. When you see somebody crying, you want to check, are you crying for joy or you are crying for sorrow? This is one way to maximize the law of perception for good success. If you want to have good success in life, then you want to check the perspective from which you are judging situations from. Then number two, check your position. It's almost similar to the first one. Check your position. It makes all the difference. John 16:12-14 says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will teach all things. What is Jesus telling us here? He's just telling us that if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, there are some things he's saying that you will either misinterpret it or not understand it at all. That is exactly what he's saying. So Jesus did not bother telling them, because he knew they could probably take up their sword and start fighting when he actually meant something else. So he said, don't worry, I'm not going to tell you anything, but when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, he will put you in my position. He will put you in the place where you can see what I'm seeing. Therefore, you can now understand. We can understand this better when we look at the life of Peter. Peter that promised Jesus, oh, I'm not going to let anybody touch you. Wherever you're going, I'm going to go after you. I will follow. And see Peter, immediately Jesus was arrested. A little girl swept Peter off his feet and he started lying and cursing and saying, no, I never knew Jesus. Now, see what happened. When Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, the same Peter was standing boldly in front of people who killed his master Jesus and telling them he doesn't care whether they kill him or, make him alive. So he was just saying that is telling us that your position makes the difference. So in life, you want to check the position where you are and stop judging people. What an employee sees is not what an employer sees. An employee sees from the level of an employee, because it's only thinking about, oh, I want to get a job, I've gotten my job, now I'm working for somebody. But an employer says, oh, I am paying somebody, so I must bring in more business. An employee just says, let me do my job and go home. It makes all the difference. People don't see the same way. Check your position. Check where you are at before judging people. So if you want to have good success in life, check where you are and see whether you need to climb up higher to be able to see what those above are seeing, or you need to look below to see what those below are seeing. Praise God. And number three, respect other people's perspectives. We will not always be in the same position in life. We will not always be in the same level. So you want to respect what other people think and see from their level. That's why the Bible says that we should esteem others better than we are. That is exactly what it's saying, Philippians 2:3. That respect other people. Don't think you are better and better and always wiser than people, because you could just realize that you are not even as close to the lowest person in some aspect of life. Praise the Lord. People respond in unpredictable ways. T.D. Jakes said that. I was listening to a message. You can't even predict how people will respond in certain situations in life. You cannot predict what they will do next, even all the time. No matter how good you are, no matter how much of a prophet you are, you can't predict what people will do. So you have to respect people's perspectives and be ready for the unexpected. You may think you have a staff who is so loyal to you. You may wake up tomorrow and say, I'm leaving, I got a better job. So life is so funny. You have to respect other people's perspectives and never trust that they will go in a particular way, because you can't predict people. Praise the Lord. Then number four, learn from other people's perspective. You have to learn from them. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, now all these things happen to them as examples, and they are written for admonition. Meaning that what people see, just learn from what they are saying, because it will help you in the future. You cannot even imagine how wrong you may be when you thought you were right. Being a leader does not mean you always see right. You may just be seen so wrong because you are so high up there. And somebody is low who can see what you can see because you have gone higher than that level. Praise God. See the example of Naaman in the Bible. Naaman, the Syrian leader, Syrian warrior, was filled with leprosy. But he was a good warrior, and he didn't even know that he could just find a solution by going to Israel to a prophet. Praise God. And even when he got to the prophet, he was still seen from his own perspective. He was using the physical eyes to judge the things of the spirit. He said, there are better rivers in where I came from that I could just go and swim in. If it's all about swimming, won't I be clean? And he was going back home in anger until his servant said, Master, if you said you should do something else, you will have done it. If you said you should bring many cows, many horses, many different things, you will have done it. He said, just go to that river Jordan and bathe yourself and come out clean. He said, that's all he said. He didn't see from that perspective, but his servants were able to see. And because he humbled himself to follow what his servant said, he became clean. So in life too, we should learn from what other people see. It doesn't matter whether the person is old or whether the person is young. Learn, be ready to learn from people's perspective. Praise the Lord. Then number five, perception is proof of history or past experiences. The perception of people is a proof of their past experiences. For example, when somebody says everybody in that country is a fraudster, or everybody in that country is a racist, you should know that that's not true. The person is only talking from maybe past experience or what he has heard about those people. So you don't want to base your own judgment on what somebody else or the general view of people about some certain set of people. No. You want to understand that, okay, the person is saying that because he had an experience with probably one person. And you can't use one person to judge a whole nation. So perception is a proof of history or past experience. Just know that, okay, the person is talking like that because he had a past experience in that area. So we want to be sure that we are not judging and assuming that things will always remain the same because somebody says something about some certain set of people. As a leader and somebody who wants good success, just know that perception is a proof of history or past experience. This is also telling us that when you see something and you interpret it in your brain that this means something, you want to ask yourself again, am I just interpreting this because of the past experience I have? Maybe you see somebody from another race or another country and you just say, oh, it must be a thief. You want to ask yourself, wait, am I calling him a thief because I had an experience with somebody from that area or because everybody there claimed to be thieves? No. So we want to be sure that we are not just basing our perception on past experiences alone. Yes, past experience should be a caution to us when we want to take decisions, but it should just remind us that it is a proof of history or past experience. Praise God. Then number six, use past experiences to your advantage. Use past experiences to your advantage. Good success means you treat each person uniquely. So if you have to treat each person uniquely and not generalize, you can use those general common classifications to be more sensitive, but don't think everyone will be like that. So use it to your advantage. If somebody has told you that everybody from that country is a thief, so you know that that's not true, but you make sure you use it to your advantage so that when you meet somebody from that area, you are very cautious and you're very careful not to make the mistake that that person has fallen into. But that doesn't mean you're not generalized. No. So use it to your advantage. And if somebody says, oh, when you go to a particular place to buy things, they are crooks, they could change what you have bought, then when you get there, you're more sensitive. That's it. So use it to your advantage. That is number six. And then number seven, don't let the enemy change your vantage position. What is the enemy trying to do every day? He's trying to change how you think about God. He's trying to change your perspective about God and the word of God. That's what the enemy wants to do. Forget all those challenges he's bringing your way. He just wants you to change how you think. He wants you to change how you think about God. That's what the enemy wanted Job to do. He said, don't worry, let me tempt Job. Let me bring temptations his way. He's going to deny you God. And that's what the enemy wanted to do. And that's what he still tries to do to you and I today. So when challenges come your way, don't think God is your enemy. The enemy is your enemy. And don't swap him. Don't make God your enemy. That's what he did in Daniel 3:19. Before evil boys, he made a fiery furnace seven times hotter than it used to be. Now the question is this, that a pastor even asked that, is there any fire that cannot burn a man? Is there any fire that cannot burn a man when he's thrown into fire? And is it not bad enough you have created a furnace which is hotter than any kind of fire? Now you said it should increase this seven more times. What do you think he's trying to achieve? So they could burn more quickly? No. He's trying to scare them, to make them change their minds. And that's why when the enemy comes in like a flood and is bringing all forms of challenges your way, just know that he's trying to make you deny God. He's trying to make you get angry with God. And he's trying to make you think that the word of God is not true. But that is the enemy's trick. You have to tell yourself again, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, King, we are not careful. So they are saying that we are not even considering what you are doing, what you are saying, all your threats. We are not careful. We are just going to stick to what we have said before. We will not bow before your image. We stick to our God. So you and I must also understand that when the enemy comes in so strongly against us, he's trying to make us change our minds about God. He's trying to make us think that God is not true or that the word of God is not true. So you have to reaffirm that no, God's word is true. The enemy, you are the one coming against me. The same tactic is what Goliath used. Goliath came out. He's big enough. His structure is big enough to scare anybody. Now he comes out to torture the people with words and saying that whoever comes against me, I will fight him, and if I win, he become my slaves. And the whole Israel, they were scared, because if somebody should fail, it means the whole Israel will become his slave. That's what they said. But David was able to overcome that. See that David was not there all the while. He came back with his idea about God. He refused to listen to what Goliath was saying. He reaffirmed what God said. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine standing before me? Somebody said, when others saw Goliath so big to pull, and he said, oh, he's so big that when I throw my stone at him, he won't miss. And guess what happened? That's exactly what happened. David was able to overcome Goliath when Saul and the whole army of Israel were shivering. Why? Because of his words. So you also, when the enemy comes in against you, make sure your perspective about God is not changing. Focus on the word of God to renew your perception of what God says, and you see that victory is yours. Praise God. And lastly, change your mentality. Now, the Bible makes us understand that when we are born again, it is our spirit that becomes born again. Our soul begins a journey. That's why we read the Bible every day. Why? Because we are renewing our soul. We are renewing our hearts. Our heart now begins to conform to the word of God. Our spirit became born again. And that's why somebody could become born again now. Immediately, if Jesus comes back, he will go. Why? Because it's the spirit that became born again. But the soul is becoming born again. It's becoming saved. It's getting changed. That's why the Bible says that we should make sure our heart is conformed to the word of God. Why? It is being changed. It is our duty to intentionally do that, to make sure our heart begins to think the way God thinks. And it takes several months and years of reading the Bible, going to church, praying, fasting, to become aligned with God. Praise God. So that is exactly what God, change your mentality to what God is saying. As you read the Bible every day, make sure your mentality, how you think, begins to change. If you are fearful, make sure fear begins to go. If you used to steal, make sure you don't steal anymore. If you used to lie, make sure you don't lie anymore. Why? Because your mentality is changing. You are beginning to change and wash yourself with the word of God and becoming what God commands. Praise God. In closing, we are going to compare predators versus prey. When a lion comes against a monkey, the lion has the capacity to destroy that monkey. But when a monkey turns back, takes a stick and faces the lion, I've watched it before, the lion will run away. Why? Because the lion now sees that this monkey that has the mind of taking a stick to challenge me, there must be something about him. That is exactly who the devil is. When we turn our face and face the enemy, then he runs away from us. Because what is used to is fear. When it sees you are fearful, it comes against you and begins to find a way to pull you down. But when you turn back with the word of God, he's scared and he runs away. And that's why the Bible says, when you take the whole armor of God, through which we can quench all the fiery arrows of the enemy, all the things he's throwing at us. So when we take the word of God, take the full armor of God, faith, truth, and all those things he commanded us in Ephesians 6, he said we'll be able to overcome. Praise God. In my life, I've seen mother hen that have chickens behind it. I've seen it chase away ox before. Normally, ox are able to kill the chickens. But when the chicken flies up and is fierce against the ox run away. So what was the difference? Faith has come into place. The chicken has changed its mentality that no, because you are an ox, does not mean you come and take my chickens. And the ox runs away. So we also must make sure with all our hearts that we do not cast away our confidence, which has a great reward. Hebrews 10:35. And I pray that as we begin to follow this word, the grace of God will be available to us to change our perspective and begin to think like God so that we could have good success in life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we must take heed to how we hear and see. It makes all the difference. Praise the Lord. Let's appreciate God for the word. If you have any question, you can ask now. Everybody has the opportunity to ask questions. I want to ask a question about perception. What is perception all about? Do you have any question? Annie, do you have a question? No? Are you there? Okay, no problem. Okay. Praise God. Okay, so let's just thank God for the word tonight, showing us that if we have the right perception, whose success is on its way to us. Father, thank you for the word you've sent to us. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray tonight that just as Gideon in the Bible changed his perception and he was able to overcome a great army with just 300 soldiers, Father, let us be able to see right. You said we should be careful how we perceive the information that comes our way every day. Grace to perceive right. Grace to see right and to hear right and to act right. Release it to us afresh for good success in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. So let's enjoy ourselves and see you next week in Jesus' name. Let's invite someone and stay ever blessed. Yes. Enjoy your week and bye.
TheGoodSuccess.com.